Morning, 7:45 and 71 degrees. Lubbock's First News, Tom Collins, Laura Mack, and from Lubbock Moonlight Musicals, please welcome Robin Henson. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Robin.
What a beautiful morning.
Yeah. Is it nice out there?
It is.
Good.
We wouldn't know.
I know. We have no windows in here to the outside world.
Hey, Moonlight Musicals is opening up Titanic Friday night. Of course, Laura's in the show. She was telling me that she is a third-class passenger.
Mm-hmm. I am. Do I survive?
What does that really mean? I guess that no lifeboat for you.
No, they locked us in down there where we couldn't even get up to the lifeboat.
Laura was telling me that her and her daughter, which are in the musical as well, were both having like nightmares about and dreams about being underwater.
Well, the thing is, you know, it's a true story, and so it's very, what is the word I'm looking for? It's
surreal.
To be playing someone who actually lived, you know, an actual person, and you're reliving what those people went through. Of course, not to the extent that they went through it, but it's an uplifting story, though, believe it or not. There is an uplifting ending to the play. You will leave having heard beautiful music by extremely talented people, present company excepted, but there are some really good singers in this show. Tell us a little bit more.
Yes, musically, I think this is going to be one of Lubbock Moonlight Musical's very finest. Gerald Dolter is directing it, and he said that the first night of the run-through that he was just met with this most incredible wall of music that was just gorgeous. So if people went to Les Mis, this is a similar sound that they're going to hear, that powerful. And so out at the amphitheater with the great big ship and the staircases and all the different things that they have done, it is going to be an amazing, amazing show to see. So it opens on Friday. We have 3 weekends of performances, Friday, Saturday, each weekend. And if people want to come, bring their families, it's a great show. It's a wonderful experience to be at the amphitheater. And some of our very best singers in Lubbock are in the show.
Now, in recent days, the evenings have been incredible outside.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
Really nice. Really nice. And
well, the thing about the amphitheater is that you got to enjoy that outside time with your family or friends, and you can come in, just bring your lawn chairs, you can bring coolers of drinks and snacks in. There's also a concession stand.
Yes.
And so, you know, it's a fun evening.
And people can bring a picnic dinner or order ahead through Select a Seat, a meal from Chick-fil-A that's delivered there for them. So if they don't have time to go home and pack a picnic after work, they can just order with their tickets a meal from Chick-fil-A that's delivered there.
Now, we had some people that were concerned about skeeters, but we got the inside track with the mayor. Laura's going to call, you know, talk to the mayor again and get him to send vector control out there. And
last time he was in, he said he would take care of that for us, so hopefully he hasn't forgotten.
No, well, he'll be in.
They're really great about maintaining that.
Oh, yeah.
And we have not had an issue with mosquitoes this summer because they spray most Thursdays or Fridays. And so
getting ready for the weekend.
And if it rains during the middle of the week, they are very definitely there on the Friday before the show.
Well, how much are tickets?
Tickets are $20 for general admission, $28 for the premium seats, and $7 for children, and $12 for students ages 10 through college. So it's a great bargain for people, and we are very excited about this cast. You know, there's 65 people in the cast, as well as a live orchestra for every show, and that's a very special experience, especially for children to come and see that orchestra down there. Mm-hmm. And you know, they show up, like for South Pacific, they were all there in their Hawaiian shirts and shorts, and it kind of removes the barrier between the child and that orchestra player, so they can envision themselves doing that. And
absolutely.
So it's a really great experience for kiddos.
Now, just to throw this out there, Laura said that this is not the story of Jack and Rose.
No, this is not.
No. Yeah, so it's a totally
story
different
deal. About the classes, you know, first class, second class, third class, kind of the social things that were going on during that time, and just the story of the people who were on the ship.
I just wonder, was there, and I don't know if you know this or not, but when the ship was going down, if you were third class, you were last in line?
Absolutely.
Wow, even if you were a woman and a child. So, like, the first class man mm-hmm. goes after or before the woman or child in third class.
Right.
Okay.
But most of the first class men chose to stay behind.
Right.
And let women and children go. Except for Mr. Ismay, who he was the one wanting
Moron.
To. He wanted to go faster, set new records. And he actually did get onto a lifeboat with a child. He picked up a child and actually did get on the
lifeboat. Well, that was mighty big
boat.
Of him.
Yeah, so that is his legacy.
All right, so see how the story turns out. Moonlight Musicals Titanic opens up Friday night. What time again, 7?
Gates open at 7. The show begins at 8.
Robin, thanks for being with us. Titanic, the next 3 weekends out at the amphitheater, 752.